All right. And welcome back to another little mini podcast. This is Seth, and thought I'd share a little story of some funny news story today. This is from NBC. I saw it online at a couple of different places, but a parody hitman website nabs Air National Guardsman after he allegedly applied for a murder for hire job. So yeah, let me read up on, fill you guys in on the details and talk a little bit about this. An Air National Guardsman was arrested and charged Thursday for applying to be a hitman on a parody website, officials say. Garcia, 24, of Tennessee, came across www.rentahitman.com as he was searching for a contract mercenary job to support his family. So, you know, he's just looking for a job, fresh out of the Air National Guardsman. And wanted to do something with his skill level. So, hey, why not a hitman? And, you know, rentahitman.com, I mean, that doesn't beat around the bush. The U.S. Attorney's Office of Middle Tennessee said in a statement about this situation. The website was created in 2005, and the rentahitman.com, to advertise for a cybersecurity startup. But when it failed, it would get inquiries for hitman services. So basically, this website was getting hit up so much that the administrator converted it into a parody site for false testimonies from people who claimed they had used its services in the criminal complaint says. So, yeah, you just go across this website and it's like, yes, oh my gosh, they killed my husband. I'm so thankful. They did such a good job. The body was never found. I got full custody of the kids. I got all the insurance. I mean, seriously. So this guy was just, you know, he was thinking, hey, I could be one of these hitmen and make the good money, make some good money. And, so Garcia applied on the website for work as a hitman in February, submitted identification documents, resume as well, and said he was an expert marksman, earning him the nickname Reaper. Ooh, Reaper. I wonder if that's going to be his nickname when he's in jail for 10 years. Played in the National Guard since July 2001. Hey, a couple of years, you know, in the National Guard. And so he ended up agreeing to meet up with somebody that happened to be undercover and agreed to off somebody for $5,000, and that's where they busted him. So not a good idea to fill an ad for a .com hitman for hire. You know, if it was a .gov, I would say, you know, there's a better chance that you could be a hitman for the government. I'm not saying that they off people or anything like that. But, so this guy was going to be going to, was looking at probably about 10 years in prison for being a murder for hire. And, good resume, but just not the kind of job that definitely not legal. Maybe in Russia or something, or China, but still not illegal in the good U.S. of A. Unless you do it maybe for the government or something, I'm guessing, you know, who knows? I don't know. I cannot confirm or deny. I do not work for the government. Please don't come and get me. Anyways, guys, hope you enjoy this little story, and I look forward to talking with you soon. Bye.